From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode we are going to discuss the biography and a biographical sketch of Imam Ahl-Sunnah, the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman. For that, let's first and foremost recite Salawat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this regard, in a wonderful hadith, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam Sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Ummiyyi wa alihi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Salatun wa salamun alayki ya Rasulullah. Tibazis, the great Imam Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, the reviver of Sunnah, the eradicator of Bid'ah, the scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, Allama Mawlana al-Hajj Hafiz al-Qari Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman was born on Saturday, the 10th of Shawwal, in the year 1272 Hijri and 14th of June 1856 Common Era, at the time of Zohr Salah in Jasuli neighborhood in Bareilly. In terms of the year of his birth, his name is Al-Mukhtar. Al-Hazrat Rahimahullah has derived his birth year from the surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Mujadala, in verse number 22. So from verse number 22 of Surah Al-Mujadala, and in this verse there are 1272 numerals according to the numerology, and his birth year according to Hijri calendar is also 1272. It is stated on page number 410 of the book Malfuzat al-Hazrat, that is published by Maktabatul Madina, that while the dates of birth were being mentioned, al-Hazrat rahimahullah said, Alhamdulillah, my date of birth lies in the verse, Ulaika kataba fi qulubihimul imana wa ayyadahum bi ruhin min. It is these upon whose hearts Allah has ingrained faith and has aided them with a spirit from his own. His name is Muhammad. His grandfather called him Ahmad Raza, which became his famous name, and people know him throughout the world as Imam Ahmad Raza. In every era, children usually have a similar carefree attitude. Even at the age of 7 or 8 years, they cannot reach the depth of any matter, but unlike other children, the childhood of Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah was very extraordinary and outstanding. He was so sensible that at that age, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah had excellent memory even in his childhood, and he succeeded in completing the recitation of the Quran. Subhanallah, the complex task of memorizing the whole Quran, meaning recitation of the complete Quran, in the early age of 4.5 years. So he learned the recitation of the Holy Quran at the age of 4.5 years. And at the age of 6, he delivered a detailed speech on the topic of Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of a very large gathering in the blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, and was fully appreciated by the scholars and saints. And later on in his life, he also memorized the Holy Quran. At the same age, He got information about the direction of Baghdad, the sacred city of Ghaus-e-Azam, rahimahullah. He then never stretched his feet in that direction, in the direction of Baghdad Sharif, out of respect. And he, rahimahullah, was extremely enthusiastic about salah and would offer the daily 5 salahs in the masjid with Takbir-e-Ula. If any woman happened to come in front of him, he would immediately lower his eyes and he would lower his head, showing deep devotion to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Ala Hazrat rahimahullah was a boy, and he adopted piety to such an extent that the sound of his footsteps could not be heard whilst walking. So he would behave in such a manner that even his walking was graceful. And he started observing fasting of the whole months of fast of the Holy Ramadan at the age of 7. Yes. So he started fasting during the entire month of Ramadan just at the age of 7. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah rahimahullah, he mentions that when Ala Hazrat rahimahullah was a child, a teacher used to come to his house to teach him the Quran. One day, whilst teaching, the teacher asked Ala Hazrat rahimahullah again and again to utter a word of a Quranic verse, but he rahimahullah could not articulate it in the way his teacher asked him to do. The teacher would pronounce the word with fatha, but Ala Hazrat rahimahullah pronounced the same word with kasra. When Ala Hazrat's grandfather, Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahimahullah, noticed it, he called Ala Hazrat rahimahullah closer and asked someone to bring the Holy Quran so that the correct word could be seen. Upon seeing the Holy Quran, he discovered that the scribe, the one who wrote down, had made a mistake, and by mistake he had put Fataha in place of Kasra, meaning what Ala Hazrat rahimahullah uttered was correct. His grandfather asked, Ahmad Raza, why did you not utter the word as your teacher asked? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat politely replied that I tried to utter as the teacher did, but I felt as if I did not have control over my tongue. Ala Hazrat rahimahullah has himself narrated that there was a teacher of mine that I would learn initial level of books from him. After he taught me the lesson, I would glance at it just once or twice and would close the book. When he tested me on the lesson, I would repeat the lesson word for word. Surprised to see this situation daily, he once asked me, Ahmad, are you a human or a jinn? It takes me time to teach you, but it doesn't take you time to memorize the lesson. Ala Hazrat rahimahullah replied, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am a human being. However, I've been blessed with the benevolence and the bounty of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. At the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days to be precise, Ala Hazrat rahimahullah completed all the traditional Islamic disciplines under the guidance of his respected father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahimahullah. On the very same day, he rahimahullah wrote a verdict in reply to a query. Finding the verdict correct and accurate, his respected father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahimahullah, authorized him to issue fatawa, and Ala Hazrat rahimahullah continued to write fatawa till his demise. May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we have a wonderful kalam in the praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is a nasiha as well which we are going to listen to. Let's go and listen to the kalam and the nasiha, and thereafter we will come back and continue with our today's discussion. So stay tuned with Madani Channel and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Mustafa jani rahmat شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمانِ عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درودِ پاک پڑھے اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درودِ پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا آئیے نعتِ رسولِ مقبول بھی سنیے اور درودِ پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے
sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu alaihi wa وسلم
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جلتی جانیں بجھاتے یہ ہیں جلتی جانیں بجھاتے یہ ہیں
روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیضِ جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو
فیضِ جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ
اِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہیں قاسم
رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے
کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن
کون
بچائے بچاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وسلم
اعلیٰ حضرت رحمہ اللہ واز سچ اے گریٹ اسلامک اسکالر سچ اے گریٹ مفتی اینڈ سچ اے گریٹ حافظ Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahimahullah, and his dedication to Salah, his commitment to congregational Salah, Naam, and his strict observance of fasts were magnificent. While Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah loved fasting to such an extent, there was another prominent aspect of the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh, and that was Salah. When he would not let a fast be missed, how could he miss a Salah? He possessed an exceptionally immense love for Salah as well. Describing the state of his Salah, the son of the Ustad-e Zaman, Maulana Hasnain Raza, meaning the son of Hasan Raza, who is the brother of A'la Hazrat Hasnain Raza Rahimahullah, wrote, "It has been learned from his contemporaries and from the accounts of certain elders that he," meaning A'la Hazrat Rahimahullah, "was strictly punctual with congregational Salah from the very beginning of his discernment," meaning from the time he gained conscious awareness. It was as though before reaching puberty, meaning before becoming a pubescent. He was among Ashab-e Tartib. He had entered the ranks of Ashab-e Tartib and remained a Sahib-e Tartib until the time of his passing.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this amazing kalam, and together with that, we also listened to the nasiha. And now we are back and we are discussing the biographical sketch of Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah was blessed with unimaginably great treasure of knowledge, and subhanAllah, he made his contribution to about 50 different sciences and wrote valuable books. He had expertise in almost every field, every faculty. He had perfect command in the knowledge of tawqit, ilmu tawqit, a science of finding out the timings of sunrise, sunset, morning and evening and midday, etc., with the help of certain mathematical formulas, and was able to set his watch merely by looking at the sun during the daytime and by looking at the stars at night. The time he, rahimahullah, would set was always perfect. There was never a difference of even a single minute. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah was exceptionally skilled in mathematics. Once, Dr. Ziauddin, the Vice Chancellor of Aligarh Muslim University, who possessed foreign degrees and awards, he visited Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah for the solution of a mathematical problem. And Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah asked him to explain his issue. He replied that it is not easy to tell to address this problem. He asked him again, "Tell me." The Vice Chancellor described the problem, and to his astonishment, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah instantly provided a satisfactory solution to the problem, mathematical problem that he had. And amazed by listening to the correct answer, Dr. Ziauddin said, "I had made up my mind to go to Germany for the solution of this problem, but fortunately, our professor of Islamic studies, Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf, he guided me to come here. It seems as if you are already looking into the same problem in some book." He went back delighted and satisfied. He became so impressed by the unique personality of Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah that he also grew beard and became regular in offering salah and observing the fasts of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahid nabiyyil ameen. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he also had extensive expertise in the science of taksir, astronomy, and ilm Jafar, etc. Abu Hamid Sayyid Muhammad Kachochwi Rahimahullah, he mentions that whilst staying in Bareilly Sharif and working for Darul Ifta, "I witnessed amazing things day and night. People were surprised to see the unique quality of Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah to give prompt and perfect reply to the queries." And we will, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, mention one of the parables that he related, that Darul Ifta once received a written query. Those working for Darul Ifta read it and thought that it was quite a new question, and its reply may not be found out in the form of a jurisprudential clause. Its reply may be given on the basis of the principles established by the Islamic jurists. SubhanAllah, they came to Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah and said that "We have received strange type of new questions. What should we do now?" Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah said, "It is a very old query. It has been explicitly mentioned on such and such page number of Fathul Qadir by Imam Ibn Humam. And this is the page number, and it is in a certain volume in Raddul Muhtar by Ibn Abidin al-Shami. And it is also in Fatawa Hindiya and also in Fatawa Khairiya. When those books were read, there was not even a difference of even a single dot, subhanallah, in those pages that is mentioned by Allah Hazrat. Line and the contents all were there. Scholars were always amazed by his divinely bestowed talent and the skill of Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sayyid Ayub Ali Rahimahullah, he has stated that one day Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah said, some unaware people write the title of Hafiz with my name, whereas I don't deserve it as I am not a Hafiz of the Holy Quran. Sayyid Ayub Rahimahullah, he further said that Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah, he started memorizing the Quran the very same day. Probably the duration for that memorization was from having made the wudu of Salatul Isha to the commencement of the Jamaat of Salatul Isha. Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah memorized one part every day, and he finished the 30th part on day 30. On one occasion, Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah said, I have memorized the Holy Quran in sequence by making efforts. I have done it so what those people say about me, meaning by writing my title as Hafiz with my name, they will not prove to be wrong. Subhanallah. The personality of Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah was a symbol of profound love for the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This may be realized by reading his poetic masterpiece, Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish. He Rahimahullah has written couplets in praise of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the bottom of his heart, showing his immense love and admiration for the most beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He never wrote any poem in flattery of any worldly ruler, because he was a faithful follower and a great devotee of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, he Rahimahullah was the embodiment of devotion to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He expressed these sentiments in this couplet. He says, Inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahil hamd, main dunya se musalman gaya. Once various poets wrote poems in praise of the Duke of Nanpara, which is a district of Baharaj in the province UP in India. Some people requested Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah to write a poem in praise of that duke, and in response to this, he wrote a naat in praise of the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this opening couplet. Wo kamal husn huzur hai ki guman naqs jahan nahi, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ki dhua nahi. So certain words that are used here, kamal refers to perfection, naqs means imperfection, and khar is thorn. He says in the translation of this couplet would be, the beauty of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is absolutely perfect and flawless. One cannot even think of a fault in it. The stem of every flower has thorns, but the fragrant flower of Amina's flower bed is the only one which is absolutely free from thorns. Similarly, every candle emits smoke, which is a sort of flaw in it. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that bright candle in the blessed fold of Rasul that is smokeless, meaning absolutely flawless. And in the closing couplet, Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah uses the word nanpara so beautifully. He says, Karu madhe ahle duwal raza, pade is bala mein meri bala, main gada hoon apne kareem ka, mera deen pa rahe na nahi. Madh means praise. Duwal is wealth. And pa rahe naan, it means piece of bread. Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah, he said that, why should I admire the rich? I am a beggar of the court of the benevolent Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Para means a piece and naan means bread. And it implies a piece of bread is not my religion. So I will not flatter the worldly rulers because I do not want to get anything from them. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah went to perform Hajj for the second time, he kept reciting Salat and Salam in front of the sacred tomb till late night, wishing to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was not predestined to be blessed with that privilege. On this occasion, he wrote a famous poem in whose opening couplet he expressed the hope of attachment with the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he recited the couplets. The beginning of the naat is, "Wo suwe lala zar phirte hain, tere din ae bahar phirte hain. O spring, get delighted! Look, the sovereign of Medina is coming towards the flower bed." And in the closing couplet, he rahimahullah expressed his humility and humbleness in these words, and he says, "Koi kyun puche teri baat raza, tujhse shayda hazar phirte hain." In the second line of this couplet, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah humbly used the word sag for himself. However, the word shayda, admirer, has been written here. It's been replaced by admirer out of respect for him. Having recited the couplets, he rahimahullah sat with utmost respect, waiting to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, his fortune smiled on him and he was blessed with beholding the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with open eyes while he was awake. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. May we be sacrificed on those eyes by which Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah beheld the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state that he was awake. And he was blessed with this privilege as he loved the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of his heart, and he was a true devotee, which is clearly evident from this poetry. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah said that if someone splits my heart into two pieces, he will see La ilaha illallah engraved on one part and Muhammadur Rasulullah on the other. Tajdar al-Sunnat, the beloved son of Ala Hazrat Mufti Azam, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan, rahimahullah, he says in Samani Bakhshish, "Khuda ek par ho, to ek par Muhammad, agar qalb apna do para karu main." Meaning, if I were to tear apart my heart into two pieces, then you will find Allah on one and Muhammadur Rasulullah on the other. In the eyes of the eminent and respected scholars and the saints of his time, Imam al-Sunnat was the greatest devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was often found sad in the grief of being away from the beloved and noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Ala Hazrat rahimahullah read the blasphemous statements written by the sellouts, tears would well up in his eyes. He rahimahullah forcefully confute and prove them to be wrong so that they would oppose him by their writings and speeches rather than the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat rahimahullah often felt proud that Allah Azza wa Jal has made him a shield for the protection of the glory of the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in those times. He rahimahullah would confute the blasphemous statements forcefully and vigorously so that they would use their energy against him and they would not put a blame on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at least for some time. He rahimahullah says in Hadaq-e Bakhshish, "Karun tere naam pe ja fida, na bas ek ja, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karun kya karono jaane." Ala Hazrat rahimahullah never let the poor go empty-handed. He was so generous. He would always help them. Even in the last moments of his life, he made a will to his relatives to look after the poor. serve delicious food to them, and never rebuke them. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah would often remain busy in writing and compiling books. He Rahimahullah would always offer salah with jama'ah in the masjid. He would eat very little food. In Milad, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah used to sit in a very respectful manner, like that of salah, the posture in which he would sit, like how a person sits in salah throughout the gathering of Milad. When the blessed birth used to be mentioned, he would stand up to recite Salatu Salam at that time. He would deliver speech in the same manner and would sit on the minbar for 4 to 5 hours continuously in the same position. If only we, the devotees of Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, would also be blessed with sitting in that manner, respectful manner, whilst reciting or listening to the Holy Quran, attending Sunnah-inspired Ijtima, the Madani Muzakara, Madani Halqa, etc. At the time of sleeping, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah would place his thumb on his index finger, forming the word Allah. He would never stretch out his legs while sleeping. He Rahimahullah would sleep on his right side with both of his hands put together and placed under his head. He would then fold his legs with his body positioned in a way that would form the word Muhammad. Subhanallah. These are the manners of and the true bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the devotees of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah rahimahullah, he has reported that once Ala Hazrat rahimahullah was traveling from Pilibhit to Bareilly, the two cities, by railway train. And during the journey, the train stopped at Nawabganj station for 2 minutes. The time of Maghrib Salah had started. As soon as the train halted, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah started offering Salah in the train, having recited Takbir-e-Iqamah. There were probably 5 people who joined Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah in Salah. And the person narrating this incident, he says, I was also amongst them. Just before joining the Salah, I happened to glance at the non-Muslim guard who was waving the green little flag. I looked outside from the window and found that the line was clear for the train to depart, but the train did not move. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah completed all the 3 fard rakat calmly and peacefully. As soon as he performed salam towards the right, the train started. Those who offered the salah, led by Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, uttered involuntarily, Subhanallah. There is an important point which deserves consideration here. If the congregational salah were being offered at the railway platform, it could have been said that the guard may have seen them offer the salah and signal to the driver to stop the train for the same reason. But salah was offered inside the train. Hence, it cannot be said that the guard may have seen the beloved bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offering salah inside the train in such a short time and got the train to stop. Hence, it is the conclusion is that it is a saintly miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. One who becomes a true devotee of the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all creation of Allah azza wa jal becomes his obedient to him, subordinate to him. And the one who disengages himself from the beloved court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is rejected by the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah wrote approximately 1,000 books on different topics. He wrote millions of fatawa, Islamic rulings, from the period of 1286 Hijri to 1340 Hijri. But unfortunately, not all of them could be recorded. Those which were recorded have been compiled under the title Al-Ataya Nabawiya Fil Fatawa Radawiya. The latest edition of Fatawa Radawiya, it consists of 30 volumes, and the number of pages, it spans across 21,656 pages. And in those fatawa, 6,847 questions have been answered, and it also consists of 206 booklets. One can realize how profound the knowledge of Quran, Ahadith, Fiqh, logic, etc. he had only by studying his fatwa. Each fatwa is like an ocean of proofs. The names of seven booklets of Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah are Subhanu Subuh, An, Aibi, Kizbim, Maqbuh. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah wrote this book condemning those who accused the truthful Allah Azza wa Jal of lies. Ma'azallah. This book was a death blow to the opponent's fabricated standpoints. Another beautiful risala that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote, Maqamul Hadid. Then another one is Al-Amn wal-Ula, Tajallil Yaqeen, Al-Kawkabatul Shahabiyya, Sallus Suyufil Hindiyya, and Hayatul Mawad. He said, the Shair says that ilm ka chashma hua hai mojzan tahreer mein, jab qalam tu ne uthaya ay Imam Ahmad Raza. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, the Urdu translation of the Holy Quran by Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah is superior to all the other translations of the Holy Quran in the present era. The translation that is done by Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah is called Kanzul Iman. Ala Hazrat's spiritual successor, Maulana Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah, he has written a commentary entitled Khazainul Irfan, and a renowned commentator, great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahimahullah, has written commentary that is entitled Nurul Irfan on Kanzul Iman. So two commentaries based on the translation of Kanzul Iman have been written. Subhanallah. And it is so wonderful. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he had actually dictated the translation of Kanzul Iman. So in this way, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he did the translation of Kanzul Iman. And today we have it available. Our great Mufti Sahab, our late Mufti Sahab, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Rahimahullah, he has translated the Urdu version into English of Kanzul Iman, and it is available from the website of Da'wat Islami as well as the hard copy you can obtain no matter where you are in the world. If you have a markaz of Da'wat Islami near you, Maktabatul Madina near you, then inshallah you can purchase from it. If not, then at least you can, you know, it's available to download and read from the website of Da'wat Islami. So you can visit da'watislami.net and download it from there and then read it. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the complete understanding of our deen, especially the knowledge of Quran through the faizan and the blessings of Kanzul Iman, Khazanul Irfan, Siratul Jinan, and Nurul Irfan, and Miftahul Ihsan at the same time. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
From noble hearts the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.